Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Tonight, and you don't know me, allow me to introduce myself.
I am Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. I'm a naturopathic or naturopathic doctor. And, when I say that, I'd like to explain something. I am not a medical doctor. I'm not an MD. This show is not to diagnose or to try to address any issue. We don't do that in the naturopathic world. What we do is help to assist the body into getting into synergy so that it'll do what it does so very well, and that's heal itself. I use natural modalities such as prayer, number one, herbs, whole food, good water, good alkaline water, exercise rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. I'm a raw food chef instructor with certifications in herbology, dry blood cell analysis, and I am a certified, nationally certified personal fitness trainer. And I'm saying all that to say this: your good health is my business. I do consultations. I haven't been doing any classes because I've been trying to get augmented to my personal training position. So I'm not doing any classes within the next month or so, but the classes will be forthcoming, believe you me. It's just so awesome when you can do something that you love doing. You remember, have you ever had something that you did and you could hardly wait to wake up so that you could do it? That is what my life is all about, and helping you be the best that you can be. That's what I like to do. That's what I do. And I do it because I love it. I'm just enthralled with helping you be the best you can be. I always say, if you have any questions, if there's anything you want to know, I give, and I give freely, and I give from my heart, because I know that sharing is caring, and caring is sharing. A person don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You know, I know people got degrees up the kazoo, but you ask them something, and if they got to go all around the mulberry bush, And you know they know. You ever encountered anybody like that? Yeah, we just have to pray for them and keep on going. But anyway, thank you for tuning in tonight. I don't take it lightly when I look out and I see all your numbers, or I call them your faces. I don't take that lightly, because I know that you could have been doing any other thing tonight if it's nothing but giving yourself a manicure, a pedicure, soaking your feet, you know, loopering those dead heels. And getting those toes, you know, pretty good, put into little sandals. You see what I'm saying? So I don't take it lightly. In fact, I'm honored that you would stop whatever you're doing in order to join me here on Here's to Your Health. So here's a toast to you. I'm toasting you with my Synergy, my Kombucha. Guess what, guys? I got my first batch of kombucha. Let me pronounce it correctly. Kombucha. I got my first batch ready to go. I got my mother, a young lady at the Y. Her name is Sue. Kudos to you, Sue. I'm sending a shout out to you tonight. She brought me a mother, and I got my kombucha tempering down to 90 degrees so that I can put the mother in there and sit it someplace in a quiet place for 7 days and let it grow a baby. And I'm making my own. You know what? Listen, this kombucha is $3.59, $3.39, $0.29. You know, and it's good to drink on a regular basis, because all it is a good probiotic, and this is exactly what our colon needs. You know, it has enzymes, it has probiotics. It has detoxifiers in it, and it is it's awesome, guys. So if you haven't tried it, to start off, go to a health food store and purchase you a bottle of Synergy Organic and Raw Kombucha. I like the trilogy. There's other kinds. I mean, there's all different kinds of flavors, you know. But this is the one that I find myself drawn to. So, you know, just check it out for yourself, you know, and see what you think. In fact, let me know how you like it, okay? Do that for me. Okay, so on another note, oh, and when my kombucha comes, when it's come to, how do you say it? When it's ready, I'll let you know. I'll definitely let you know. I've got it set in someplace nice and quiet and serene for 7 days, and then we'll take it from there, okay? Okay, so listen, this is the time of the year. You know, I talk about this every year. This is the time of the year when we should be preparing for the little bug. Listen, I caught a spider the other day, 2 days ago, on my porch that was webbing up my porch. Let me tell you, I have never seen a spider like this before in my life. He had a big sack on him, and the sack was spotted. And then he had these long tentacle arms, and the point of his little tentacles were sharp as needles. I'm like, what the heck is this? What kind of spider is this? I mean, he was just, oh, the thought of him. This is the time of the year when the bugs are coming on the inside, right? Okay. I went to open the door in the window in my library, and there was a big one wedged in between the window. I kind of hit him with the book, and he fell down, and I had to search for him because I didn't want him searching for me. So, you know, this is the time of the year, guys, when we got to be prepared. In fact, a lady at my church has already let me know that her and her daughter has already succumbed to a spider bite. Okay. So this is the time. Be prepared. Have poison antidotes on hand, okay? I mean, it makes common sense in the event, you know, that something should, not only for just spiders and things like that, but also for mosquitoes. You know, they're still alive. And did you know that flies bite? A fly will bite you. So, I mean, it just makes perfectly good sense to have a poison antidote on hand. And there are a plethora of them. You can just about take your pick, okay? So I just want you to be aware of that. We talk about this every year. And some of the poison antidotes that you can have on hand is black cohosh. I love black cohosh. Bugleweed. Cleansing and corrective extract, chlorella, grapeseed, Indian tobacco, and here's my baby right here, Virginia snake root. I keep Virginia snake root on hand. In fact, I got to go out and pick up my order from Pure Herbs, let's see, Wednesday. Maybe I may get a chance to get it Wednesday, but at least by Friday. Virginia snake root. It is a powerful, powerful poison antidote. Not only is it just a poison antidote, check this out. And you know what? I wish every parent that has allowed their children to have these immunizations to have some Virginia snake root on hand, because this is the time of the year where the kids are getting vaccinated to go back to school. What a shame. It's so sad. But listen, Virginia snake root has heart regulation properties and repair. It increases the arterial flow. It's good for fevers, any kind of viral infections. Listen, do you know if my stomach is feeling kind of not normal, do you know the first thing I reach for is Virginia snake root? And what I'll do is, and this is something that I used to hear Dr. Dawood talk about. He would say that he would open his cabinet where he keeps all of his herbs, and he would let his body tell him what he needed. And that is so true. it one time I felt I guess I had eaten something. Oh, what was that? You guys remember what it was? I remember talking about it on the show. It may have been some mushrooms that were just kind of should not have been eaten. But I said, I'm not throwing these mushrooms away. And I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. Don't hold me to it. But if you remember me talking about it and you want to chime in tonight, please feel free to do so. Also, feel free to chime in tonight on what your favorite herb is. What herb do you like? Let's talk tonight, okay? Let's do some rapping tonight with each other. Let's do some sharing and caring tonight, okay? It's an antibiotic. It's after effects. It's good for after effects of immunization, vaccination complications, pneumonia. It's a very, very powerful poison antidote. It's good for venereal diseases, any kind of baffling disorders. And this is what I had one day. I didn't know what was going on. Listen, before I went to bed, I was feeling all woozy. And when I woke up that Sunday morning, I was trying to go to the bathroom, and it was like I was bumping into the wall and stuff like that. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? I mean, all kinds of things was coming to my mind. I was rebuking them left and right. I say, I am fine. My body has not restored itself to its natural state of good health. I am healthy. I am whole. I am complete in Jesus' name. But I still felt this feeling as I went on and preparing to get ready for church. And by the time I got to church, I was so dizzy. I was so, my equilibrium was so completely off. I didn't know what was wrong. It was in my stomach, in my head. You know, I guess it felt like food poisoning or something. I don't know what it was. But I didn't do anything until I got in from church. I know. I'm like, what in the world, okay? But I got in, and immediately when I opened the cabinet, there was a Virginia snake root standing out front and center like a soldier. And I looked at it, and I said, OMG. And I grabbed that bottle. I took me a double dose. I put about four droppers full in my mouth and just chewed it. And I went, and I sat down for a little while, and I could feel it starting to, by the time I swallowed it down, I could feel the feeling trying to dissipate. So I laid there, I kind of took me a nap, and I woke up, and when I woke up, I was feeling better. So I got up and ran to that cabinet and took me another double dose. And let me tell y'all, when I got up the next day, I felt like my old self. I was back to the gym and everything at 5:30 in the morning. I was hitting that gym. You know what? What's that old thing our parents used to say a long time ago? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It just pays to keep certain herbal remedies in our artillery, in our arsenal, you see. And this is one of them. And spiders, they coming in. You know, it's getting cooler. They are coming in. They like, hey, I don't want to be out here in the cold. But let me tell you something. Virginia snake root was used by U.S. practitioners with such a consuming enthusiasm. Even the Indian suppliers found it very difficult to locate new supplies for Virginia snake root. Virginia snake root neutralizes poison of many kinds, including, check this out, snake bite, mosquito bite, spider bite, bee, wasp, and scorpion sting. I mean, I know. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you're saying, what? Scorpion stings, y'all, as well as poison that builds up through the intemperate living and depravity. Okay, depravity, you know what it means. So when a person is ill, there's poisons in the body. And see, that's what happened to me that day. I don't know where this thing came from all of a sudden. If you're not feeling well, there's poisons in the body. Remember one day I was talking about how with little kids, when they're not feeling good, the first thing the medical establishment wants to do is for us to give them Tylenol. Why? Why? Why would we suppress our immune system? The first thing we should do is give them an enema. Give them plenty of fluids and give them an enema to get whatever is inside out. Keep them very well hydrated. You know, if they have a temperature and the temperature is a little bit high, we want to run to the store and give them medicine. Why? The body is doing what it's supposed to do. Now, unless they've hit their head or something and the temperature goes up real high, then, you know, that's an area of concern. But if it's just a low-grade temperature, keep the child hydrated. Give them an enema. And run all of this stuff out of them. Sometimes kids eat so much stuff, it is amazing how much stuff is in their little body. And we never take the time to clean them out. Just like we clean ourselves out, we have to clean our children out. And we don't take time to do that a lot of times. Virginia snake root is so awesome. I can't say enough about it. I can't. It is just... It will loosen lung mucus. It increases urinary flow. It induces sweating to complete the poison elimination process. And this herb can be given to provide strength and nutrients. It's just, oh wow. I can't say enough about Virginia snake root. I really can't. But get some on hand. I don't even think they sell it in the 4-ounce bottles anymore. If they do, buy you a couple, for real, and keep them on hand. If they don't, buy you four of the 1-ounce bottles. Because, like I said, that day I took like 8 dropper fulls because I did the double doses. So, you know, I just want to encourage you guys to just, you know, come on now. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So we got to be on it, you know. We got to get on it. Stop waiting around till something happens and then running around talking about, oh, you know. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. Caller from 734 area code.
Hi, Doris. This is Linda.
Hi,
you was talking about Virginia snake root, but I didn't think I heard you say anything about it's excellent for inflammation.
Babe, it's so much to be said about it. Go ahead.
Right. And,
you know,
it's good for inflammation. The only thing is they would like you to take a bowel cleanser behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they also, that's what they recommend with the Virginia snake root. And also that if you purchase it other than pure herbs, it wouldn't say Virginia snake root. It would only say snake root.
Exactly.
Any of those antidotes that you take, they say always use a bowel cleanser behind it.
And that's true. It's recommended to use a bowel cleanser, and that's because of the toxicity. See,
right.
It stirs up the toxicity, so you want to get it out. You want to get the toxicity out, the toxins and the poisons, you want to get them out of the body. And, hey, that's one of the main avenues of elimination. And
okay.
I like the fact that it also causes you to perspire because that's another mode of elimination.
Yes. And I also if you're hired to get the Virginia snake root or the snake root, PAK also has Virginia snake root in it, too.
It sure does. It sure does. And it is awesome. That's another awesome herb. But you know what? I have not found a herb yet. I even like the black cohosh.
Yeah.
I even like the black cohosh. It is just, it's another amazing herb. And see, we have to realize that these things are coming in. Like I said, I'm seeing spiders everywhere. And it just makes perfect sense to have something on hand so that when you, you know, if you should need it, it's there. And not only for, you know, not only for you, it's somebody else that you know, may need it.
Right, because the black cohosh is good for women that's going through those menopause changes.
If you're having any kind of menopause torments, hot flashes, and I hear people calling them my private summers, I'm like, how in the world could that be something, you know, how could that be a private summer? I don't want nothing to do with nothing like that. But, yeah, you are so right. And another thing I like about the PAK is that it is a herb that possesses a potent antibiotic property. And it'll kill and destroy bacteria and viruses. See, a lot of these herbs are what's called adaptogens. And if it goes inside the body, and you're taking it for one thing, if it sees something else that needs tweaking, it'll take care of that too. And this is one of them, the PAK. It is awesome. And it's a combination. It has echinacea, golden seal, and Virginia snake root. And I love all of those.
And it's excellent for anybody that has problems with a lot of mucus after you have or you've been using any dairy products.
Uh-huh. There's a book that I'm suggesting everybody get. This book is called The Immune System Recovery Plan, and it's by Susan Bloom, and she's a doctor. And let me tell you, this woman had she's got one of the most powerful testimonies in this book. She's telling how she was just feeling tired and run down, but before that, she began to lead the path of traditional medicine and get into more of an integrated, the whole man or the whole woman or the whole person form of healing. And she went to these schools, really good schools that taught integrative. And what happened was she ended up just feeling so tired and everything. And come to find out, she had problems with her thyroid. She had hypothyroidism, and she didn't even know it, being a doctor. And she said her doctor, her internist told her, you know, just take the medication. And she was like, OMG, it's no way I'm going to do that, just mask the symptom. You know, it all this stuff that I've learned, it was for me first. And now she's opened up like a clinic, and she addresses problems of the immune. It's just so amazing how I've heard a lot of people say, even Dr. Lorraine Kiefer, I've heard people, different naturopaths and different people say their miraculous outcomes and was brought about by a need. And most of them, it was a need they had themselves, you know. And she said she just refused to sit and just take some pills. Like he said, oh, just take the pills because, I mean, ain't nothing you can do. And it was just, it's just a shame, the thing. But you know what? I said week after week, we've got to wake up and we got to start taking. You know what? It used to be the thing that still is. Like Dr. Scott Whitaker said, with the diabetes and the dialysis machine. But now they're doing replacements of the hip and knees and stuff. I'm expecting to come across a facility that looks like an automobile plant where they're getting them in and getting them out. Because it's being done so regularly now until it's, and like she said, how many other patients are going to see doctors, and doctors are just saying, well, just take the pill. You know, you'll be taking this pill the rest of your life. How many other people are going through that? We have got to stand up. We have got to stand up for our own health and start taking charge of our own health. I saw a lady at the gym today, and she was saying, I said, oh, you ready for that workout, huh? And she said, no, honey, I'm here. She said, I had to talk myself all the way here, and I'm still talking to myself right now on this treadmill. I said, yeah, but you know what? The main thing is that you're here. She said, and it's not because I want to be. It's because I know I need to be. And all I could do was clap my hand and say, kudos for you. Kudos for you. You see what I'm saying? We don't always feel like getting up, exercising, but what's your choice? You see? Yeah, that's good, Linda. That's good. Any other poison antidote you like?
I'm familiar with those two, and plus my daddy has when they get older, their heart start slowing down, and he had inflammation, and I gave him some of that Virginia snake root too, but I also let him take something to clean his bowels out after taking it. You know, I always give him some cascada scrata or something to empty his bowels out. You know, that's the way it passes out of your body, is through your bowel.
But
it's excellent. It is really, it's excellent for, you name it, it's excellent for it.
You are absolutely right. There's a another thing I like to do too. Sometimes if my older clients can't do the cascara sagrada, I'll do the buckthorn or the turkey rhubarb. And because sometimes the cascara sagrada, I had one client to tell me that she almost just made a mistake all over herself from the cascara sagrada. Yes. And I said, oh, your bowels must really move really easily, you know. And she said, well, no, they really don't, she said. And she only took one capsule. See how different everybody's system is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know people that can take three and four of them, and they don't get that kind of rush. But everybody's body is different. That's why I loved when my clients call. I like to talk to them and find out about them instead of saying, okay, yeah, well, just take this. You know, one size fits all, because it doesn't. But it's so much that we could help and understand with if we just, you know, just dug deep, just dig deep. There's a herb that I heard about, I overheard some talk about today, and it's called ashwanda. And I've been researching this herb, I don't know how long. I've never really taken it, but this herb is so powerful until I said, oh, I got to get some of this to try this. It's like It has like a ginseng-like effect, and it's good for a lot of things. It's good for sexual function, but mainly it's good for energy. It's good for concentration. It's good for lung problems, for any kind of stress and chronic disorders, and this is one that I think we could really benefit, because I'm telling you, people are so stressed out. Everywhere you turn, you're hearing people talk about how stressed out they are. So that's one that I would really, you know, suggest people take a look at too, especially if you're going through any kind of stressful situation, because stress, it taxes our adrenals, and we want to make sure that our adrenals aren't overtaxed. So what else would you like to share with us tonight? It's good to hear from you tonight.
Yes,
anybody
I like all
else
the tattoo
that would like to kind of tune in, you know, tonight and want to share something, feel free. Just press number one on your telephone keypad and you can chime in tonight. Yeah, go ahead, Linda.
Oh, no, I just didn't want to take up all the time that I wanted to share. Anyway, I like all the catchapoo. Oh, so excellent for everything, especially mucus.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
mm-hmm.
that harsh
Absolutely.
Cough you might have. That harsh cough you might have. It's excellent for your sinuses. It dries up a lot of things automatically.
Yeah. I love oil of cajaput. One night I had a tummy ache, and I just took it. I looked over to my left, and I was like, oh, what is this? What can I do for this? And the oil of cajaput bottle was sitting there. And what I did was I took a drop and put on my finger, and I rubbed it inside my belly button, my navel. And I'm telling you, that stuff, oh my goodness. It went right to work. I laid there and I dozed off and I went to sleep. And when I woke up, I felt so much better, and I was expelling gas like you would not believe. I mean, it was awesome. And what I like about it is that you can use it for a plethora of things. It'll kill toe infections on your toenails when you got them ugly, yellowish, dull-looking toenails. It will kill a fungus infection on the toenail and any kind of fungus infection. It's good for bites, also in insects. And parasites and poisonings and any kind of sprain. You know, I hurt my arm once, and I just took some and rubbed my arm and went to bed. But another one I like, and this is I ordered, like, I don't know how many bottles. I got to go pick it up, and that's my five oils. I tell people in a minute, honey, keep you some five oils on hand, because if you got one of them achy muscle situations going on, and you just can't sleep, it's hard to lay, you can sit on the side of the bed and put you some in your hand and rub that area wherever it is. Like sometimes, you know, during the day you be ripping and running and you have so much going on until you feel that tension and that tightness around your neck. Honey, let me tell you, take it and put it in your hand and rub that neck. Rub it up real good. And just don't even wash your hands. You don't even have to wash it off your hand. Get in the bed, get up under the cover, and drop down under, because that's exactly what you will do. That's an awesome, powerful herb right there, that five oils. And at first, I didn't know if Pure Herbs was going to continue to carry it, because I called one day, and she said that the FDA was looking at it, and they didn't know. And I said, what? And, girl, I began to pray, because I didn't have but one bottle on hand. I had a 4-ounce bottle and a 1-ounce bottle. And I said, oh, my God. Oh, please don't let them, you know, try to make Pure Herbs get rid of that. And lo and behold, I called this month to call my order in, and I said, do you guys have any five oils? And she said, yeah, we've got some. She said, we got some with the old label. She said, but after we run out of this, then we'll be restocking the ones that has the new labels on it. So I guess they made them kind of tweak the labels. I don't care about that. I'm happy about that, because that stuff is so powerful. Any kind of pain anywhere, just rub it on there and just, like I said, cup your hand after you finish rubbing that neck and shoulders, all the back of your neck, all up around your ear, and then lay down and cup your hand and take a few deep breaths. And when you wake up, it's morning time.
And it's good for mosquito. It's good for mosquito bite. Last year we had a block club party, and mosquitoes was attacking us. I happened to go in the house and get my five oil. Took it out there. The mosquitoes attempted. But they couldn't bite into you, because you had it all over you, and it's better than that Deke and all that other stuff flip on to you.
Oh yeah.
And I refuse to use that. I don't.
That's right.
I refuse to use it, because that five oil. Oh no, I've seen a mosquito go into my skin with that five oil, and he wouldn't bite me.
That's right.
He wouldn't bite me.
That's right.
He came back out. You know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
amazing. I do too. Mm-hmm. I love my five oils. I love
Matter
it.
Matter of fact, most of your oils are good for a lot of things like mosquito bites. Any of your oils are good for repellent, are good for mosquito repellent.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, that's so true, Linda. I'm just so ecstatic about the quality of the herbs that Pure Herbs carry. I really am. It's so amazing. And it's really awesome to be able to get a product, and it is just with such a high quality as the herbs, the tinctures from Pure Herbs. And I just want to let everybody know, too, on that note, Linda, thank you for chiming in tonight, too. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
Amen. Listen, the specials for this month is Bladder Rack. It's beneficial for maintaining muscle strength and supporting healthy thyroid function. Also, the B and NCW, and that's beneficial for nourishing the autonomic, that's the involuntary nervous system, and it provides neurospective support for a healthy nervous system. It has alfalfa, parsley, chamomile, gota cola, barberry, black walnut, and skullcap. Also on special this month is the LW. It helps to maintain a healthy respiratory system, and it supports healthy lung functions. It consists of yerba santa, mullein, Indian tobacco, marshmallow, gentian, and blessed thistle. The FIW is also on special this month, and it supports a healthy respiratory system. It's a combination, and it consists of barberry, golden seal, wood betony is awesome for pain, guys. That and willow. I love willow and wood betony. Gentian, chickweed, Oregon grape, and this is another one, whole apricot. I think we should keep whole apricot on hand because, you know, whole apricot is also used as what? Come on, you guys. A blood cleanser. So, I mean, it's just awesome. So that's another one that you want to keep on hand. And it's been said that whole apricot will destroy bad cells, and the medical system calls it cancer. And it's also beneficial for glandular support. And what were we just talking about? The adrenal gland, that's the gland that's hard hit when you are really stressed. So also on special is the Easy CoQ10 and vitamin A and D. It's on special. You purchase 3 bottles and you get 1 bottle. Your 4th bottle is free. And that's with all of the ones that I named that's on special. You purchase 3 bottles and you receive your 4th bottle free. They also have the flax and the lignin. The capsules, that they're on sale, they're on special this month. So with those, you purchase 1 bottle and you receive the 2nd bottle free. So it's just something to think about. You can't mix and match the capsules, but you know, you can purchase 1 bottle and get 1 bottle free. That's with the herbs from Pure Herbs. Also, I want to remind you guys, it's still time to get your ticket for the upcoming It's All About Children, the Better Me Luncheon. This is an awesome time to network. It's an awesome time to, you know, meet other people, other health enthusiasts. It's going to be a really nice event. It's hosted by a poet, Malachi London, and I'm going to be one of the speakers. And it's also going to be a young man speaking on fatherhood initiatives. Nurturing the relationship between children and their father and other prospective loving male figures. So I want you guys to come on out. That's September the 28th. It's on a Saturday, and it's at the Karras House. And go online and go on and get your tickets. Just go to BetterMeLuncheons.com or even call this number, 734-224-3875. Tell the young lady that Dr. Doris told you to go on and call to get your ticket. It's going to be from 1 to 5 p.m. Lunch is included. You know, it's a luncheon, and it's just going to be an awesome time, and it's about our children. And don't think that if you don't have any children that, you know, maybe you don't want to go. Think about it like this. You may be able to get some information that may be able to help somebody else. Because, I mean, isn't that what it's all about? It's not just about me, my 4, and no more. You know, it's about us sharing. We're a village. You know, we're a people that believe in sharing with others. That's our nature. You see what I'm saying? So do this. And in doing this, they're going to have all types of vendors. In fact, I'm going to be a vendor. I'm going to be vendoring my Juice Plus. But, you know, we have to reach out. When you reach out and help somebody else, you'd be surprised the blessings that will come back to you. You know, it's just like that old adage I heard one time about the monkey that put his hand in the peanut jar to get the peanuts. But when he made the fist, he couldn't get his fist out with the peanuts in it. You know, sometimes you have to let go in order to get. And so when you help, when you purchase a ticket for this luncheon, you're helping to get the word out that our children are really in crisis. The obesity rate is claiming lives left and right. You think it's only older people that's dying of obesity-related diseases? Mm-mm. Think again. You know, let's do what we can in order to come together and nurture the mind, the body, and the spirit, and learn about ways that we can help our children, not just my children, not just your children, but the children in our church, the children in our neighborhood, the children that we see in the store. You know, it was amazing to me. I saw a little girl tonight, and I guess she was Muslim, and because she had on the hijab, and she was so overweight. And I was like, Lord, help her, you know. I mean, and I'm not saying that just because of the fact that she was a Muslim, but I'm saying it just because of the fact that she was a Muslim, but she was a young woman, a young girl, not even a woman, a young girl. We have got to start setting good examples for our children and for the children that we're around in church. The things that I see is just terrible. I don't even want to go there. But anyway, on a more positive note, come on out. Call to get your ticket today. Simply call 734-224-3875. Go to my website and click on events. Go to www.yourgoodhealth.info and click on events, and you'll see the event coming up on September the 28th at the Karis House on Plymouth Road in Redford, and you can get a chance to come on out and be a part of this event. Okay, Lynn Bozeman is the curator of this event. And I just want to help this young lady, because anytime anybody has taken a stand for our children, and I mean, this isn't the only luncheon. She has luncheons. I think the next one she said is going to be about women's health. You know, we need some help in that area too. So I encourage you to come on out and let's you know, make this happen. I'll be there, and I hope you will too. So on that note, I just want to say that one more thing I'd like to share with you tonight is the fact that there are all kinds of, be sure to get that book, The Immune System Recovery Plan by Susan Bloom. I hope you're writing it down. Go to half.com or and compare the price with Amazon. So just do that. Parsley, you guys, listen, if there's ever a herb that you wanted to have in your arsenal, it's parsley. Parsley is a miracle herb from the Last Supper, and it also removes poison from the body. And parsley symbolizes a new beginning because it's one of those first herbs to appear in the spring. But now it doesn't stop there, because parsley is much more than that. Parsley juice is a valuable, valuable juice for removing any kind of poisons from the body. It has a marked action upon the tubulars and the kidneys. It neutralizes. So if you've got any kind of issue going on with your kidneys, you want to get you some parsley juice in you, because it promotes excretion of waste products and that contains uric acid. So parsley is an excellent diuretic. You don't have to go to the store and take all that old stuff that the doctor give you that's going to pull the potassium off your body and have your everything all unbalanced. Get you some parsley. It drains excess fluid from the body, and it is awesome as a diuretic. So these are just some things you want to be aware of with parsley. It's awesome. You know, we see it sometimes when you go out to eat, they'll put it on the plate. I don't suggest eating it because you don't know if it's organic or not, and you don't know if it's been washed. I don't do that. But I would suggest, you know, going to the store. In fact, Kroger's carry a nice little selection of organic herbs now. And sometimes you can catch it, and they have it marked down, and it's really nice and pretty and good. So what I'll do is I'll get me some carrots. I go to Costco's and get me that big 25-pound bag of carrots, and I'll just drink me some carrot and parsley juice. If you're having any kind of trouble with any kind of kidney inflammation or, you know, an inability to urinate, if you're having any kind of painful urination, any kind of prostate pressure, any kind of kidney stones or any other urinary discomfort, you need you some parsley. It's awesome. And I stand by it. So that's a herb. That's one herb that I want to share with you tonight. Listen, don't forget to get you that Virginia snake root or the black cohosh. Get it. You want it. You need it. You must have it in your arsenal. Okay? Give a drop or two to the kids when they're going to school. Some of the stuff they're eating in school and eating out of other kids' backpacks and stuff, you don't know what they're doing. You know, give them a little drop or two, you know, under their tongue on a piece of something, you know, and let them go on out to school, you know. Because a lot of times we just don't know what our kids are coming in contact with. I don't care how good we feed them at home. You know, they get out with other kids, and they see little things other kids are doing. And, oh, I want some. Can I have some? You know, let's protect our children. Let's protect ourselves, our health. You know, if you've got your health, you're rich, and you don't even know it. Your health is your wealth. Because I don't care how much money you got, honey. If you don't feel good, if you sick and just don't feel like getting up and getting around. A lady told me today, she said, I wish I had your energy. I said, you know what, sweetie? I wish I could bottle it. I really do. Because I have so much energy. I'm telling you, it's and I thank God for it. But what you put in, it's gonna come out. And I try my best to put good. Do I always be on the way? Oh, of course not. Every once in a while, I get me a little something that I got a taste for. It's not a way of life. You see what I'm saying? It is not a way of life. So that I'm saying that to say this. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Because if you don't, ain't nobody else going to want to do it for too long of a length of time. I'm telling you, I had a friend of mine to tell me, he said, you know what's true? He said, when you go into the hospital, if you're in there the first week, you see everybody coming to visit you. The second week, you got two, three, maybe four. The third week, maybe one or two. If you're in there a month or more, you on the phone calling saying, hey, where y'all at? Y'all coming? You coming up today? You see what I'm saying? So just take care of yourself. It behooves you to take care of yourself. You know what the flight attendant says when you're on the plane and she's showing you how to use the little oxygen mask? before you try to help somebody else, you know, don't be out running around telling nobody you need this, you need that, you need to do that, and you're not doing it. Be an example of what you preach, because you know what? If you're not, people know it, and they may not say nothing to your face, but when you turn your back, they'll be like, no, she ain't trying to tell somebody, and she, you know what I'm saying? Be true to yourself. We have a funeral tomorrow. We're going to a funeral. A young lady we went to school with lived in our neighborhood. Gwen, her name was Healy. Gwen Healy, what was her married name? Gwen Healy Corley. And it's so ironic because we tried to tell her before anything happened just what was happening. And she told us, oh, no, they're not putting me on no dialysis. I said, listen, sweetie, this is what they're working you up for. This is what, they end up doing that. Well, we're going to her home going tomorrow. So pray for the family, the Healy Corley family. Pray for them. And listen, we'll come on back, and Lord say so, and we'll do it again next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the 109.9 Penn Station. And we're just, listen, y'all, love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself enough to take care of yourself. Okay? I love you. Come on back next week, and we'll do it again. Good night, everybody. Sleep tight. Sweet dreams.
Come near. I watched her eyes penetrating. As I imagined she thought, as I was hoping, sending a clear, soft message. Welcome to my body, come near my soul.